Is the coronavirus part of God's plan to wake us up?
I am more music at spacegospel.com
about definitively saying what God is doing by any particular thing. Because I have lived long enough to see people misrepresent God in crises like this. I remember 9/11, and they said that God was trying to purge New York, and people are always quick to speak on what God is doing. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know whether it is part of God's plan to wake us up, but I do know that the coronavirus is waking us up. Yeah. I don't know whether he sent it or whether he allowed the enemy to send it for whatever reason, but I know that one of the benefits of the burden of the coronavirus is that it is waking us up. How is it waking us up? It's waking us up in a lot of ways. It's waking us up that the silly bickering we have been doing for the last decade now seems foolish in the face of a real attack. It is waking us up to appreciate the walk of faith in a way that we didn't appreciate it before. See, now you're fighting wanting to come to church, but before, when you could come, you were staying at home in the bed. And some of the very people who are complaining about not having church weren't half coming when we could have church. Come on, talk to me for a minute, somebody. It is waking up because sometimes we don't appreciate something until it is pulled back from us. And when it is pulled back from us, we have a deeper appreciation. It is waking us up to the perspective that we must bring our church experience into our house. Yeah, it's waking us up to the experience that we must read our Bibles. What happens if they shut us completely down? What happens if we get into a war and we're unable to do it? And to all of you who think that the church cannot survive, say we meet, can I take you to China, where the church was meeting underground in basements for years? Can I take you to the upper room where the disciples were locked up behind closed doors for fear of the Jews? The churches often had to go underground. And even when it had to go underground, it has never been destroyed. For 2,000 years, many times we have gone through periods and eras where the church had to go underground to survive. Hitler was trying to kill the church. The enemy's always been after the church, but the church has always survived every attack, whether it was a virus or a man. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What is happening now is that this new kind of saints we got now, who are more church members than they are saints, are having to become saints in a way they didn't have to before, because the pacifier is taken out of your mouth of being able to depend on somebody else to pray for you. Now you got to get down by the side of your bed like your grandmother and pray yourself through and drive the enemy out of your house. Now you got to go, I'm going to really go old fashioned and get you some consecrated oil and anoint your house and say, coronavirus, you shall not come in my dwelling place. And I anoint the head of my doorpost, and I anoint every wall and every window. And you got to walk through your own house and plead the blood and sanctify your space. Since you're in the house anyway, you might as well use it to overcome the enemy that's come against your life. Yes, it's waking us up. It's waking us up, and it is high time that it wake us up. I am just careful about saying what all God is doing, because I have learned in my life that sometimes it takes you 20, 30 years, and you look back in retrospect to fully comprehend what God is doing. Whatever God is doing, I can tell you this, is bigger than America. Whatever he's doing, it's global. It's reaching all over the world. Whatever he's doing, I don't see us arguing over who's got the biggest weapons anymore. Because God had a weapon that outdid all the weapons we were talking about.
More music at spacegospel.com. I don't see us
fighting and arguing between Democrats and Republicans. Sometimes it takes a common enemy to create unity.